We caught up with Tristan Kutsia of the band a couple of days ago, and he reckons this is one for the books.
COVID was a whirlwind, as you're aware, especially for artists. You know, like we had no form to perform or to make money. So in that downtime, we really like sat down and were like, okay, what is the most productive thing we can do right now? We're like, let's channel our energy and our thoughts and our emotions into writing music and creating this new album, which has lasted forever. So because we had this downtime in about 2 years, we really sat down and we wrote like a journey. And so it's super exciting for us to be releasing a body of work in the form of an album now.
And almost under the radar, December Streets have quickly become one of South Africa's longest serving successful groups. And the product continues to improve and evolve.
We have been a band for about a decade now. So coming from university days where we were still figuring out how to play our instruments firstly. Like, we didn't know how to really do much of that. We were on the whole, you know, ska reggae kind of party vibe. You know, like, we took that on tour, and like, as we grew as individuals, one, and as musicians, and evolved, the sound evolved with that as well, you know, and that's from, you know, like, our musical influences would change over time and our inspiration would change. And, you know, you'd hear new sounds and new elements that we loved and started to incorporate into our sound. And I think that evolution is what keeps December Streets alive. We write music because we love the music like that we create. You know, like, I often feel weird and like a little bit narcissistic when I get a final mix back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got this on repeat like for 3 weeks. I'm like, it sounds so cool. You know, like, it's exactly what we wanted to create. So notoriously, December Streets got like this whole image of being very radio friendly and, you know, like, almost anthemic is the word that I'd use. You know, it's like, we write like very catchy hooks that like get stuck in your head and earworms. Heist and a couple of other tracks on this album, for the first time, like, we explored more of a ballad, you know, so writing something that's not necessarily just like the fist pumping, shout it out, you know, while you're driving on the highway, you know, a bit more substance to it. And the whole album, in fact, has been a true evolution of December Streets. Like, we really thought about what we were saying and the music we're writing. And Heist is an encapsulation of that, because we explored more of an 80s pop synth sound. And like, narrative-wise, the worst experience of my life with a breakup. And it was horrific. You know, it's all about betrayal, etc. You really get caught up in this whirlwind that seems like, whoa, you know, like, life is amazing. It's so flippin' exciting and adrenaline's pumping. But along the way, you tend to lose yourself in these kinds of relationships. So that's kind of the metaphor of what Heist is about.